Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is the show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with the normal co-host of the day. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, guys.
We're back to our normal spots. Last week, I was the co-host, and it was relaxing, but we didn't cover much news, Mom.
Well,
we're back.
I thought we had enough to fill an hour.
It's wrong. It takes a lot. It takes a lot. Do you want to start us off with the holidays of the day/week?
I would be happy.
Great.
National Love is Kind Day.
Love is so kind.
Coming up this week, I don't even want to say this one.
What?
National Milk Chocolate Day.
You hate milk chocolate so much.
I do. But it's okay. There's some people who love it, and that's
I fun. Was the only person in our family who liked milk chocolate, and I didn't like dark chocolate. I have since gone differently.
It's better for you.
Dark chocolate is better for you, but it's creamy. I don't understand why you don't like it. It's creamy and delicious.
Okay. To you. I just like not dark chocolate.
All right.
What other days are there? National Lasagna Day.
Ooh, I love lasagna.
National Lipstick Day.
Hey, buy my sister's lipstick. MirandaSeemsLipstick.com.
I'm liking these. National Cheesecake Day.
When are these? Just coming up.
These are coming up this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheesecake? All right.
National Father-in-Law Day.
National Chili Dog Day. I didn't know there was a National Father-in-Law Day. That's
apparently
cute.
There is.
That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
National Whistleblower Day.
Okay.
Okay. Blow those whistles.
Blow them. Tell America that there are people that are bad.
Making bad choices.
Making bad choices. Tattle. Be a tattletale. Snitch, girl, snitch.
My brother and sister used to always call me a tattletale.
Same.
Because I was.
Yeah, well, you were in the wrong. So if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
National Avocado Day is July 31st.
Yes.
I love that. And National Mutt Day.
Oh, get yourself a mutt. Snoop, where you at? I don't know where he is.
There you go.
All right. Well, those were the holidays of the days.
There's a few more, but that's
That's fine. Before we move on to our news, let's check to see if we have a sponsor. All right, news. First thing that happened, we're going to start with family news. My sister dropped her new merch. She finally put out new merch after years of not ever launching new merch. The photo shoot, I helped her with her photo shoot for it. I had no clue. She texted me and was like, hey, can you come over tomorrow to help me shoot my merch? And I was like, sure. I came over. I had no idea it was a real photo shoot. I ended up like
with the real photographer.
And she had all of, I hadn't seen the merch. I saw all of it. And I was just like expecting to either wear my mask or stand far away from everyone, which I did most of the time. And then she was like, I want a shot of all of us together not wearing masks. And I was like, no. And she goes, can you hold your breath? So all of the shots you see of me without my mask next to people, I am holding my breath, and the photographer was dying laughing because she's like, Rachel,
were the people standing next to you?
Well, no, because
Eric was on one side, right?
But they are more safe than me. Like they don't go out
as
well.
That's
why
I can, yeah.
Yeah. That's why you can go over there, but not see me. Yeah. So the photographer, Katie, who is a family friend, was dying laughing, being like, Rachel, I can tell you're holding your breath. Relax and hold your breath. And I'm like, all 10 stop trying to smile and like then running away to breathe and then coming back. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, to say the least.
The pictures are really cute, and the clothes are adorable.
Yeah, I really like it. She's working with Fanjoy, which is the same place I work with merch-wise. So check out Fanjoy, check out my merch, check out Colleen's merch. Also,
check out my merch.
Yours is All Things Internet merch.
Yep.
Get some. Another me news. I finally got a Cameo, which is an app where you can pay to have personalized videos done. I'm having a lot of fun with it. And I try to make them each unique, which makes me spend a lot of time on them because I don't want to like just pump out the exact same thing over and over again. So I'm like, all right, I'm writing songs about people's names. I'm doing dances. It's a lot. But yeah, I'm on Cameo now.
Is it for like birthdays or people just want to have fun with friends? Or
yes, I get I got a few birthdays. Can you cheer up my friend? She had to postpone her wedding. I'm just having people do personal ones for themselves. Like you. Just can you say something? You know.
So I can send you a script.
And I say
for you to send it to me, and it says, "Mom, you're the best. Yes. I love you. You're my favorite person in the whole wide world.
Yeah,
you're so smart."
Some people just say, "Can you just like cheer me up, or can you just say hi to my friend?" Blah blah blah. And so I'll just like ramble on for a few minutes. Oh, but some people say, "Can you mention this, 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 and this, and this?" And then I will. Some people are like, "I feel weird telling you to say things." It actually kind of makes it easier for me because I just.
Reading a script. Kind of go from a script,
yeah. But there's been so many different reasons for them, and I think they're all adorable and cute. It's been fun.
Well, good.
All right, moving on to news that has nothing to do with me. Demi Lovato got engaged.
She did.
Congrats to her.
Did you see that ring?
It was gorgeous. It's a good ring. Good ring.
It was, yeah.
Taylor Swift surprised the internet by dropping her new album, Folklore? Is that how you say it? Folklore.
Folklore.
Mm-hmm. Folklore. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Folklore.
Sure.
The lore of folks.
It is the lore of folks.
Folklore. Isn't it like olden tales or something?
Yeah.
The
album is definitely like, it's not pop or even country. It's just slow.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Folk.
Is he folk? Okay. It's folk songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's she sounds great. The lyrics are beautiful. Definitely a little slower than my taste, but that's just because I have issues of everything around me has to be upbeat and happy all the time. And so, but it's a great album. It's beautiful. I definitely downloaded and listened, had a support, even if it's not 100% my cup of tea, but I like her as a human. She's great. So props to her. And she broke a bunch of records. So I guess in the middle of a pandemic is usually a pretty good time to release things because everyone's just home.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. So you watch The Bachelor and stuff. So you are used to like maybe trying to avoid spoilers if you're an episode behind or something.
Yeah. Used to when I used to watch.
Yes.
It, yeah.
So a lot of people do that when there's things like reality stuff or competitions, people on the internet go crazy trying to avoid spoilers.
Yeah, but some people want to figure it out.
Some people want to figure it out, but other people spend a lot of effort trying to avoid spoilers. Yeah. Well, RuPaul's Drag Race, their All-Star edition, people have been watching it week to week on Netflix, and then people were all excited because the finale where they crowned the winner was about to happen. And everyone was really excited. People have been avoiding spoilers if they were a day behind or anything, you know, couldn't watch it that day. And then Netflix, as the thumbnail, put on the picture of the person being crowned the winner. So these people who spent like hours, days avoiding the spoiler went to go watch it and saw the winner in the thumbnail and was like, what the crap? Netflix, that's not how you do it.
That's not how you do it.
You can't do that when it's a reality show or a competition show.
Right.
You cannot put the end results as the thumbnail,
right,
especially the day or two after it comes out.
Ay, ay, ay.
So people were very upset, but whatever. I haven't watched many seasons of RuPaul. It's hard. If it's not straight up on like Hulu, I guess this one's on Netflix, but I hadn't seen it on Netflix. It hasn't popped up. But if it's not readily available right when I turn on my TV, I don't watch it. All right. So the past few weeks, we've done the most blank in your state.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Twitter just came up with the best ice cream shop in your state.
Oh.
So to this, though, to me, this is not fact. This is opinion.
Yeah, that would be opinion.
But, of course, I looked it up, California's, and it is called By Right, B-I-R-I-T-E, Creamery in San Francisco. And they use, get this, buffalo milk instead of cow's milk, which makes it, it has a higher butter fat than normal milk. So it's like creamier.
I don't think I'd want to milk a buffalo. Well, there's no buffaloes anymore. There's bison.
Wait, why is there no buffalo? What do you mean?
It's just they're called bisons now.
What happened to buffalo?
Didn't they get killed off when the soldiers came and took all the Indians' land?
Well, yeah, I know that happened because we're terrible. But what, they killed all the buffalo?
I think they're just called bison now.
God. The history of this country is disgusting.
And of course, we don't fact check or research anything.
Nope. All right. I'll just go on with that.
Which I'm looking up right now.
Yeah. Fact check and research.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. I remember looking up before. Buffaloes are water buffaloes. Like down in South Asia.
Everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Where do we get them? I don't know, but everybody's got a water buffalo.
Okay. So.
VeggieTales.
Bisons are found only in North America and parts of Europe. Bisons have one at the shoulders, while buffalo don't. Oh, I guess so. Oh, yeah. I see that. Okay. So buffaloes are a whole different thing in a different country. We have bison.
So are we milking bison or buffalo to get this ice cream?
Well, if it's from America.
I don't know if they're importing
it. Bison. But, you know, don't you want to say buffalo milk? Doesn't that sound better than bison milk?
Well, their creamery is called By Right Creamery. So maybe it is bison.
Maybe.
I don't even know.
I've seen a bison.
You've seen a bison?
Yeah, in Kansas. Yeah.
Well, I might have as well, but I don't know.
In person.
I believe you. I didn't doubt you at all. I didn't think she's lying about seeing a bison. What an odd, peculiar thing to lie about.
Lie to you, girl.
I don't understand. We're moving on because this got weird. Okay, so there's a lot of things. I'm not going to touch on this subject too much because there's deeper things happening. But Kanye, after that campaign thing happened, everyone's like, he's clearly struggling. And Kim posted an Instagram story being like, he's struggling with a manic episode because of his bipolarness. We are trying to help him. But if you know anyone with bipolar, they have to be willing to accept the help. And she basically asked for the public and the media to respect and understand and just be patient, not blast him on all the headlines and make him a butt of the jokes. And then right before we filmed this, he went on a Twitter rant thing that I didn't quite understand what was happening. And then he deleted it all and posted an apology to Kim. Apparently she was trying to track him down with the help of some doctors to get him help he needs. And he doesn't want help right now. So I am not there. You only see what's posted on the internet, and therefore I'm just going to say I hope that this ends happily. Mm-hmm. He gets help and everyone's okay at the end of the day, because that's not something to butt of the joke it. You don't butt of the joke it, guys. All right, let's Nicki Minaj announced that she's pregnant via Instagram, with some pregnancy photos. I hope she has a good pregnancy, a healthy baby, and a decent birth thing, because that gets gross. And then I've witnessed it.
I don't know. Okay. I won't go there.
Nope. I want you to.
Well, I think every birth, I'm going to get it for this, is gross. It's messy and gross.
It's disgusting.
But it's also beautiful. Awesome at the same time. It's nothing phenomenal. Else like it. Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Disgusting. But like when people, like, I get why people say it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, life gets brought onto the earth, and it like cries, and it exists. There's like a whole, in like a second or a minute or several hours or days, life is just brought in, and a life exists, and it's cool. It's disgusting though, and I don't think people
very messy. It's a very messy procedure.
It's a messy, and it's painful, and it rips. In actual internet news, like the internet's doing things, TikTok is launching a $200 million fund to pay creators for their videos. So this is the first time they've ever done that. They've always been, you know, more of the Instagram side of just like get your own sponsors.
Yeah.
We'll help. We'll like set up like a side where they can contact you and you can contact them, but we aren't paying you. But now I think they've realized like the reason Vine died, because people couldn't make money and they were making videos and they were working hard and they weren't making money. So they decided to launch this. There's not much info on it yet. But they say you have to be over 18. You have to post original content consistently and you have to follow the community guidelines. And there is a baseline follower count that is required. So they're choosing who gets to be a part of this, which saves them from like, that's, you know how like YouTube gets in trouble because there'll be ads on someone who says the N-word, and then ads pull out of YouTube because they can't control where their ads go. And so TikTok is choosing the creators in which they put the ads on. So they can, if you're not following community guidelines always, they can revoke your ad rights, which I think that's smart for them to do as a company to protect themselves.
Right.
And then I guess it's a motivation for creators to not be dicks. So there's that. But I think that the only thing that people are going to be really upset about, obviously it's going to create that divide of like, well, I'm a paid creator and they're not a paid creator. There's this thing like between verified and unverified.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Yeah,
it's all stupid. But I think that people are gonna get upset about the age restriction because there's so many popular teens.
Yeah,
like 16, 17, making that could be making a lot of money if they were allowed to do this, but they're underage. Which again, as a company, I understand because it protects them from a lot of like just issues, basically. Yeah. But I would imagine it sucks for all of these really popular teens who aren't going to get the chance to make money off of it.
Yeah.
All right. Really sad news. This is not news like internet related at all. The majority of the listeners are not going to even know who this is, but Regis Philbin passed away.
Yeah.
88 years old. His family says of natural causes. I remember watching him on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Mm-hmm. Christopher did an impression of him at my sister's money-themed party when she was like 13. I don't think I've ever heard anything negative about him, mm-mm, which is hard to do when you're in the limelight for as long as he was.
Yep.
So, you know, heart goes out to the family. He seemed like a neat dude.
Yeah.
All right. We've talked about how the Washington Redskins, I hate the name, but I'm saying it so we know what we're saying. The football team was going to rename themselves. Well, as of right now, they will be known as the Washington Football Team. So apparently they had trouble figuring out a name. So they're just going to call themselves the Washington Football Team. Like
WFT.
What the? WFT.
No, it's WTF.
Oh, okay, that's right. I was like, what?
WTF.
No. Okay.
Sorry, got that
wrong. No, you said it right. I heard it wrong.
Okay.
I heard it wrong. You were correct. I took it as a different way. But like, they're having so much trouble figuring out a name. So they're like, just this season will be known as the Washington Football Team. Just name yourself after a bird like the rest of them. Yeah. Like a bird or a big animal like everyone else. Like, it's not that hard to name a sports team. It's really not. Like, I just think of all of, they're all stupid. They're all stupid names at the end of the day. Just pick one, create a logo so people can buy your merch. Like,
right.
This is a terrible business decision on their end because they can't sell merch for an entire season just being known as the Washington Football Team because they're going to change their name again.
What does Washington, is Washington known for?
Rain.
The Washington Rain.
Yeah. The Rainers.
Rainers.
The Rainers.
The Rainers.
There. That sounds like a team. If you just think about it, sure. Oh, Snoop came in. Hi, Snoop. Anyway, and the last bit of news I have, which just makes me angry. I'm not trying to shade people. I'm just trying to, like, come on, guys. A group of YouTubers and internet influencers had a massive birthday party for someone, and there was not a mask in sight, and there were,
Isn't that the one we talked about last week?
No, that's Jake Paul.
Oh.
He had a music video shoot and then a rager afterwards.
So somebody else did
this
something.
There's a whole different group of people. I'm just like, come on, guys. Like, what are you doing? I know some of these people. I've met them. My sister knows some of them closely. They're really nice, good people. I just, like, this wasn't the right move. I get you want to have fun. I get that maybe you haven't come in contact with anybody because you can all pay to have everything delivered. But that is really rude to, like, I don't know. It's kind of like, I have money. I have the ability to get sick and pay to have the best health care. You peasants can't. We can have lavish parties.
But see, COVID doesn't discriminate.
No.
It doesn't matter if you have money and you have the best medical care. Yeah. You can still die from it, or your mom or your grandma or your aunt. Or it's hitting 30-year-olds and younger. So
I just the thing is, they'll wear masks in other scenarios, like in pictures and stuff. They'll wear masks, so they know they're not anti-masks. They I don't get it.
Well, maybe they all quarantined for two weeks before.
No. That's just not.
I'm just hoping.
Come on, the world's watching. It sucks to be someone where, like, every move you make is watched and criticized, but, like, it just wasn't the right move. And right. Tyler Oakley called them out, and the guys whose birthday it was like, you're right, this wasn't right. I think you just kind of get swept up in it. Like, maybe it was an idea for a couple close friends you've already hung out with, and then it kind of blossoms. Like, that's totally normal. No shade to any of them. I just, like, it just kind of bugs me. I wish everyone would just take it more seriously, because
we can be done with it.
I want to be done with it. Yeah, that's just what I don't get.
Like, I want to hug you. People, be done with it so I can hug Rachel.
I just want it to be over, because COVID is not over at all in America.
The killer.
All right. Before we move on to the games, it's just one game. We're going to check to see if we have another sponsor.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right. We are going to play the game, The Most Searched Weird Things Humans Search For. My mom is going to do it to me because I want to be a guesser today. I don't want to announce. I want to guess. Go for it. She's going to start a sentence and I have to figure out the most Googled thing that ends with. Does that make sense? Go for it, Mom.
Why do squirrels
store nuts?
Hide nuts.
Have bushy tails.
Yes, have tails.
There we go. There, that's a thing. Why do squirrels make that noise?
Why do they bark? Yes.
I'm so good at this. Why do squirrels live in trees?
Nope.
Dang it. Why do squirrels fight?
Nope.
Oh. Why do squirrels flick their tails?
Yes, shake their tails. No, why do they shake their tails? I'm watching the one outside of Colleen's house all the time, and they do these fluffy yeah. things with their tails. It's like...
They get in fights and chase each other around the palm trees in my area.
Yeah.
They love that. I don't know anymore. What are the rest?
All right. Ones you didn't say. Why do they scream and why do they cry?
That's that make that noise to me.
Yeah.
That's all the same category.
Okay. Why do they eat pine cones? Why do they eat acorns? Why do they run in front of cars? And why do and why do they stop in the middle of the road?
Why do they run in front of cars? One was because someone ran over one and felt real guilty about
right.
it and needed to know why it happened.
Yeah.
I feel for that person. Okay, give me another one. I'm good at this.
Rachel, is it illegal to...
Oh, God. Oh, this is a wide range of things.
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear. Okay, I'm thinking, I want to do this thing. But is it legal? Is it illegal to swim to a different country?
No.
Dang it.
No, I don't know if it's illegal or not, but no, it's not on the card.
I figured that's what you meant. Is it legal to drive a golf cart on the freeway?
No, doesn't say.
Try to think of all the stupid things.
There is a drive one on here, but it's specific.
Is it illegal to drive with no... Is it illegal to drive with headphones in?
That's one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big no one knows.
Yeah.
I remember Kevin Hart, pause. Kevin Hart once told a story about how he had his earbuds in, and he wasn't listening to music, and he wasn't on the phone. He just had them in case someone called, he could
yeah.
easily answer the phone and talk hands-free. Well, he got pulled over, and the cop was like, "You're not allowed to drive with headphones in." He goes, "Is that a law?" And the cop said, "Well, I don't think you're supposed to." And then Kevin Hart was like, "Well, it makes it so it's hands-free." He goes, "Well, you're not allowed to drive with headphones in." He goes, "Well, I'm not listening to music." And he goes, and he confused the cop so much because the cop didn't know the law. He just was like, "I think you're not supposed to," is what he said.
Oh.
Kevin Hart didn't get a ticket, didn't get yeah. in trouble because the cop didn't know the law. And it was just pulled him over either because his windows were too tinted or because it was Kevin Hart or because he was black. So it was like he pulled him over and they created this thing. And I was like, I've always known you can't do it with over-the-ear headphones
yeah.
because it could be noise canceling. Okay, is it illegal to marry your cousin?
Doesn't say.
Is it illegal to... Is there anything with animals on there?
With... an insect.
Is it illegal to eat bugs?
No.
I don't know. There's so many things. Tell me what they are.
Is it illegal to collect rainwater? Why would that be illegal?
Oh.
Catch that rainwater. That's free water.
Wait, no, I think there is a thing about that.
You cannot not let someone collect rainwater in their own freaking yard.
You can small scale. I think there's a big scale thing about it. I don't remember, but I remember one time hearing something about that, and I had the same reaction as you of
it's from heaven. You can have it.
It's from the clouds.
It's like manna. It's fine.
But it's like air.
You can have the water.
You can't control people. Yeah.
You're not going to suck all the water out of the... Okay.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to dumpster dive?
Oh, good question.
Is it illegal to make moonshine?
Good question.
Is it illegal to kill a praying mantis?
Why? Why is that a question?
That?
Yeah, yeah. Why would you kill them?
Is it illegal to record someone?
Good question.
To vape under 18?
Good question.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
To prank call?
Is it that it could be harassment if you keep doing it to the same person
yeah, it
over
could
and over
be.
Again?
To rip money, you know, a dollar bill and you rip
oh.
it.
Oh.
Yes. Isn't
it
that
is.
Illegal?
Yeah, but Christopher used to do it all the time as a magician.
To drive with headphones and to spread ashes. Some places you just have to have permission.
Yeah.
And some places you have to have permits to do that, but yeah.
Huh. All right, then. All right, let's move on to the questions of the day.
Let's do this.
Jessica asks, Gwyn.
Oh.
This is to you, Mom.
All right.
What was your first reaction to Rachel wanting to do a podcast with you? And I wanted to know the answer to this, too, because I forgot.
What is she thinking? I don't have anything to say.
I don't even remember how I talked to you about it.
You were going to do it with someone else?
Yeah. I think.
And then you says, how about we do it? And I said, okay. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to talk about. I got nothing to say. Who's going to listen to this?
Well, people seem to like you, Mom.
You froze.
I froze? Oh, no. Computer. The internet connection is unstable. We're going to pause real quick. All right, we're back. Sorry, my internet had a little fluff, but we're back. Cassidy wants to know, would you ever get a haircut? I don't know quite what you mean. Like, get a different hairstyle? No. I've tried it. Mom, would you ever do the old lady short hair?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Now, your family doesn't do that. You guys all like your hair long.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine.
I need a trim, but.
Yeah, I need a trim. I asked Colleen if she would give me a haircut for a video, and she said yes. So I'm going to wear a mask and do it outside, and I'm going to get a Colleen haircut. Who knows what's going to happen, but it needs a good 3 inches cut off.
Same. Yeah,
she can do both our hair. We can have a Colleen salon day if you'd
like.
Let's do it. Joey wants to know how I like my microwave. It's amazing. I love my microwave. It's how we do midnight snacks now. Like, Matt used to make a whole second dinner and it was exhausting for him, and now we just go really unhealthy, still eating plant-based.
Popcorn,
corn dog. No, Matt likes to cook the corn dogs in the oven, but
they come out better.
The crispy. You got to have it crispy.
You got it. Yeah.
But burritos, taquitos, popcorn.
Taquitos need to be crispy too, Rachel.
Not the vegan ones.
Oh.
And then leftovers. So Matt
leftovers,
will make
leftovers. Yeah.
Because that was always the hardest for us was the leftovers. It was leftovers. Like, do we want to keep this and reheat it on the stove or in the oven? But now we can just throw it in the microwave. So it's been a good thing. Madeline K asks if I'm personally going to ever quarantine for 2 weeks to be able to see my family. I will if this goes on to like Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's just hard because Matt and I eat a lot of fresh produce. Like, we try and eat really, really fresh all the time. And we have tried on multiple occasions to have Instacart or Whole Foods deliver produce. And it always comes mushy, moldy, just gross. Like, we haven't got a single piece of produce that was good. And we got, I think it was like basil and spinach and arugula because we needed those. I don't know why you need to know why I have one on my grocery list. But we ordered those and they all came like they had been like smushed and put in the bags. And like they were like turning black basically. Because you know like when you smush a leaf, it gets darker and wet because you're smushing all the gush out.
Yeah.
That's what all of them looked like. They had either been like sat in the sun. But even then, because you go to the farmer's market and these fruit and vegetables are in the sun and they don't look like this.
Yeah.
So we don't know what is going
on.
That
is strange. Yeah. But every Instacart thing I've gotten here I think they're going through and picking the best of everything.
Maybe they are. And I even try and tip really well.
Same.
To be like, listen.
Yeah.
You want to put in a little extra effort? I'll put in a little extra money. I never take my tip back, by the way. I know that was an issue for a while.
That is so rude. Why would someone do that?
So rude. But so I'll have all my non-perishables delivered. Mm-hmm. And I'll even have like bread and stuff delivered. But that fresh produce, we go to the farmer's market on Sundays. But by Wednesday, fruit goes bad. And especially when we get the non-pesticide stuff, like it, fresh fruit and vegetables goes bad really fast. So it's really hard for us to quarantine unless we ate, you know, trash for 2 weeks straight, which isn't good for anybody. But I would, if it came down to Thanksgiving and Christmas, I definitely would. Kaylee wants to know if we'd ever go back to New Zealand in the future. I loved New Zealand when I went.
New Zealand was awesome.
I'd go back to New Zealand for sure. I loved it. It's beautiful. They
don't like the flight.
Do not like the flight.
No.
I've gotten a few people being like, are you going to ever come back to the UK? And I'm like, yeah, but like that flight, man.
Oh, that's nothing compared to Australia or New Zealand.
I don't know. Anything over 5 hours is just treacherous for
me. Hard. It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
But New Zealand was gorgeous.
I loved it.
People were so, so kind.
Yeah. I would rather take... No, a boat would be scary. I was like, just get a several-day trip on a boat, I think, would be easier than flying because you get to walk around.
A supersonic jet. Just get there in like 3 hours and boom.
Why can't we teleport yet? Really? Right? Come on. And last one. Diana says, do you ever edit things out of your podcast or do you leave everything you say in? I typically leave everything in. There have been a few times where I've taken things out just because one of us might misspeak. Or just like...
Mom. No,
there's several times where I'm like, I don't want to get into that debate with the internet. It's just... Because you know, whatever you put on the internet is, for some reason, an invitation to a debate. Yeah. And there's some things I just don't have the energy to debate on and don't need it to be debated. So I just sometimes will take things out, or we accidentally say something private about somebody and we're like, oh, they didn't want us to talk about that yet. Mm-hmm. We've taken that out a few times, but the majority, we leave everything in. I do cut out my mom coughing and clearing her throat quite often.
I was going to do it and I changed my mind.
So sometimes if you watch this, you'll see my mom make a movement like she's coughing, but there's no noise. And I'm cutting that out. But
I did not know that. Yeah. I didn't even know that I did cough.
I know. And I didn't want to bring it to your attention because I didn't want to stress you out about it because it's not a big deal. I watch and listen to the podcast all the way through. So it's no big deal cutting that out. But the majority, I leave everything in.
Do you leave your burps in?
Yeah, I do.
So burp, cough. What's the value difference, Rachel?
Humor. The burps are hilarious. A bodily function.
Coughing is a bodily function.
No, coughing's not gross. Therefore, it's not funny.
I've had some pretty gross coughs.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you ever, when you're really, really sick, got a really gross cold?
Yeah.
And you cough up those like rubber gunky loogies that are like straight up rubber, like you could pinch them and they don't break, they like go, it's like flubber.
It's
from that
your
movie.
Lungs coming out of you.
Is that what it is?
Uh-oh, Eric's calling me.
All right, sorry, Colleen called my mom, we had to pause, but this is the end of everything because we're out of questions, we're out of news, and we're out of holidays. Unless mom, you have anything to add?
No.
Okay, then I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. Wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.